Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa! What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ, the DJ Spit Some. And this is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifm-radio.com. For all your holistic needs, please visit www.blackchickmagic.com or contact Keegan Davis via Facebook. If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at the official. That is spelled the official. If you can't spell official, you should not be an artist. That is spelled STRTSUMRADIO@gmail.com, man. Big salute to Let's Talk Nikki Radio, Queen Nikki B. That last show was definitely lit right there. Make sure you sign up to perform for the 704 Showcase every Thursday, live and direct at McBoney's. Doors open at 6 o'clock, so everybody should be in the parking lot at 5:30. Coming up, man, we are going to Chi-Rat, Chicago, with the homie Hard Knock, man. Woo! Make sure y'all keep alive with that. But y'all already know how I like to get down. Man, you hear me? This is Moneybag Yo, Big 30, Pooh Shicey with SRT. Keep it alive.
Might get talked about, but I don't get touched.
Nope.
Gotta keep it in their face, they don't take much.
Hope.
On the ball side, never take a pay cut.
No.
Roll over, give a dick on the wake up. Chris style 1K for the shape up.
Chop.
These niggas try and count my pockets. Back to back with it, I keep on copping. 2020 by the Red Seas, Lil Yachty.
Inside.
I put her on freeze, she wait for my call. I'm taking her down when this pill dissolves.
Yep.
Statue of Liberty standing there tall. I'm chasing her down, she run up the wall. I'm smoking boutique, the flavor's unique. 400 a juice, 100 a quarter.
Seven.
Shopping online, next they get the order. Chanel, her stroller, my 1-year-old daughter. A spaceship, thought they seen it.
Work.
Whole time, this a guinea. Whole time, I was fucking on telling I love her, but really didn't mean it.
Damn.
Showed them for my setup line.
Out.
Black and lying, Frankenstein. Sticky on me, porcupine. Out of sight, out of mind.
Gone.
I cannot apologize.
Go.
Whack them and upload, happy vibe.
Hey, the bitch ain't wanna fuck until she knew that I was me. Church on clarity about the clarity, you gon' die about the VV. Preach and play, you gon' get fucked, we sucker free, so ain't shit sweet. Don't put no K behind that C, one to the face, you dizzy G. Had to whack his ass regardless. Give a fuck about no payment. Think we played out stump the yard. We steady stepping on the daily. 20,000 in these pocket. These are mirrors. Hold a 80. And I said left Toronto smoking dope, kicking shit with T-Days. Did a favor and let you live after you went and wrote a statement. I was lazy. I just cut you off, blocked you on all my pages. Cost my young nigga his freedom. Got him scuffling in them cages. Say your mama made you snitch, but you the one who signed them pages.
Fuck that shit, they mad we made it. No handout, we got up off our land. We had to go and take it. See too much mask up, we aping. Oakland bitch sucking my dick. She said she truly for the Raiders. Burnt the head off, then I skated. Had to snatch off in the shaker. We run through, we by the acres. Take care of the block, pay the neighbors. Big ass box under this chopper. We ain't come to hook up cable. Me and 30 ran through 90,000 way before a label. He can ask me for a body. No hesitating, I'ma pay. I got faith in my high speed chase behind this SRT. A thick little bitch in my backseat, she tryna set something up for me. 4D slammed out in that lamb truck with three choppers apiece. 375 shots was fired, you know we slammed for BGE. Brr.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street.
Street.
Playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Am I really hard to please? Perhaps I have such special needs. I wondered what was wrong with me. And
pussies. Called the first one savage, mold my mood, that's what it was. 2016 we was running around, beat niggas up in the club. I know she around for the money, but act like she loyal, I don't feel the love. I'm so rich, get bored, might wake up, buy me a car just cause. Her titties is hard cause she spent the five, my bitch titties cost me a dub. All my bitches got BBLs, all my bitches got buzz. Straight up. I ain't with the rap, beef, Draco, pedophile, all my arts get touched. Straight up. We ain't never ran off on no bar, but we still be hopping our cuz. Straight up. Running, 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 Rosé for your wife. That hookah for your wife. I'm slaughter gang pussy. You know I brought my knife. He was talking gangster. We caught him at a life. Pussy. I let my young nigga do it. It was free. He wanted a Sprite.
Oh God.
Having my way with the cheese. I'm in the den with the thieves.
Oh God.
I know that she ratchet. I could tell by the way that she wearing her weed.
21.
Smoking on Zaza. This shit came out the garden with Adam and Eve.
21.
Chopper go pop out. Shoot up your pot while nigga trying to make y'all bleed.
21.
Got out of line. Spank that baby. We had to rock on the fleet.
Pussy.
Is it an issue? Keep me a pistol. I ain't finna ditch you.
Pussy.
All that pillow talk. I'ma have to send a boogeyman to come get you. Chain hang low like a yo-yo. Your bitch run dick like Pogo.
Running, 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 running. I leave all my cars running, 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 running. All my ops be running, 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 running. Wipe his nose, it was running, 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 running. Savage never did no.
I bought a Hollywood, bitch, the club crucial.
Oh God.
I was at the Met Gala with my shooter.
Oh God.
Slaughter gang, gang. We don't do recruiting.
21.
Say you ready to catch a body, gotta prove it.
Gotta prove that shit, nigga. Shit ain't no motherfucking game, nigga. Get your bitch at whack, nigga. Big fat, big 4L, nigga. Big zone 6, nigga. We run the motherfucking city, nigga. Y'all nigga know what the fuck going on, nigga. Body for body, nigga. Money for money, nigga. We skunking everybody, nigga. Fuck your crew, nigga. We'll kill your crew. Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Young Metro, I don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey, bring it back, bro.
I got a nigga gon' walk your ass down there for real, he gon' walk in your house.
Yeah.
Niggas get shot in they face in my city for real, just for running their mouth. Scared to make enemies, so they do Rogers so they don't fall out.
Uh-huh.
Just like some roaches kept me in the trap.
Uh-huh.
Just like a vulture, all I see was death.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, we for life, we together. Ain't sell my soul, but all I would have dealt. Can I write S on my dime with VS? There were real niggas, don't hang with no yes. And interrogate me, act like I don't understand. Fans coming to you, you giving confess. Bitch, I been for life, and life fly with the crib. She love how he moving, he handle it. Bitch, I spell some pants to the low with a cougar. My K got a 50. No knife on the cape with the blade in your kidney. Ain't dodging no smoke, trying to take it back to you. Keep dancing your chin, yeah. Don't play with me, nigga. I walked out with no mask and fake before I killed him. Claim you got some pressure, you wasted your energy. Yeah. Bitch, I just said they faces, they really see. She fucking day to day, but she ain't innocent. Street ain't got no cases, like I ain't convicted. Don't run no ball, but I'm going Jimmy. Make sure we all pay the skin fucking image. I'm supposed to be scared and your partners are Kimmy. Probably with Jack Boy Robbins and Killer. Don't think about shit but my daughter and Benji.
Nah, for real, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think about shit but my daughter and Benji. I bought a chopper, I hope you brought all the partners with you. No, we ain't started, but I wanna finish.
I wanna finish.
Before I buy pussy, I go buy a business. But I make sure that pussy come with some benefits. I done did my due diligence. Trippin' ain't easy. I'm from where police keep killing the innocent, murking my people. And you know that hoe came with nothing but problems. You sure gon' keep her. Still got a love-hate relationship with one of my partners. He lost his soul to a nigga. They think I ain't still in the hood. Tell him I started in the ghetto. Let him know I came straight out that bottle and found some commas and some zeros. They say, hi, he ain't straight gangster, but still a neighborhood.
We found him way out.
They're fucking dirty, but I ain't the one that you gon' spit on. Yeah, ah, yeah, ah, yeah.
Hey, I don't fuck around and shit the state, nigga.
Ah, yeah.
Best rapper.
Uh-huh.
Real.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street.
Street,
playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
Man, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ. The DJ spit some, and this is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifmradio.com. For all your holistic needs, please visit www.blackchickmagic.com or contact Kia Davis via Facebook. If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at The Official. That is spelled The Official. If you can't spell official, you should not be artist. That is spelled SPLTSUMRADIO at gmail.com, man. Y'all know I am a big fan of Chicago music and Chicago artists, man. Coming up, We have the homie Hard Knock live on Street Monsters Radio right now. Hard Knock, what's up with you, man?
What's the word, man? How you feeling?
Man, cooler, man, cooler, man. So listen, for those that don't know about the homie Hard Knock, man, go ahead and tell the people a little something about you.
How y'all feeling, man? Hard Knock 035, man, straight out the low end of Chicago. Came up from the trenches, man. The build is in the city on the south side, 35th Roads. Man, you just locked in, man. Straight heat, man. Straight forever. I've been locked in forever with this shit, man. I know a lot of motherfuckers. A lot of motherfuckers know me. It's up there.
That's what it do, man. I definitely appreciate you coming on to the show, man. So listen, man, what inspired you not only to start rapping as a hobby, but as making it your career, man? What inspired you to do such?
I mean, so I've been doing this shit since I was young, though, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when I was a shorty, my sister and my brother-in-law, she used to always be off a lot of the Jay-Z shit, so I used to be super locked in with whole shit. Just like a lot of spitters back in the day, period, like, you know, your Castillo, J.R. Ryder, Joe Jewels, you know what I'm saying? The whole Dipset family, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, like, my folks who was really spitting, though. Jada Kids, Fab. I was really locked in with that type of music, so that shit really just, you know what I'm saying, made me really want to go crazy. And on top of that, I was shorty, I was real good at poetry and shit, and like, literature and, like, words, so that shit converted over.
Facts, man. Listen, you took it back with Dipset right there. You hear me? You took it back with that one. Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, listen, man, with you coming from Chicago, man, with you coming from Chicago, right, how difficult is it not only to survive as a black man, but as well as being an artist, man? Is it difficult up there in Chicago?
I mean, it's fucked up, like, far as, like, the street life and just how, like, shit be going, period, though. You know, Chicago, it's a lot of crime, a lot of violence, you know what I'm saying? The police be, it's fucked up on the police and they be corrupt as hell, shit. So it's just, like, it's tough, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's tough anywhere being a black motherfucker, but, you know what I'm saying, a black person. But, like, just Chicago, it's kind of tough, man. The violence, more violence, shit. It's just rough as hell out here. Like, it is, like, what motherfuckers be hearing about, like, yeah. You'll get killed. Yeah, you'll get your ass smoked out here playing games, thinking, you know what I'm saying, shit a game, and thinking that thing just rap and fanned out. You got to really, you know what I'm saying, move like, you know what I'm saying, like you trying to survive shit. Shit a junk brother.
Facts, man. I definitely understand that. So the media portrays Chicago as being a city with no love, man, no loyalty, nothing like that, man. Is Chicago actually what the media portrays it to be?
I mean, it's like really depending on like which angle you coming from, like the streets and like the mindset of Chicago. Yeah, you got a lot of crab in the barrel shit. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of motherfuckers, a lot of hate coming here. It's a lot of motherfuckers who be, you know what I'm saying, like snaked out and all that funny shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's how shit is. That's how just life is. Period. Or wherever you go, it's gonna be motherfuckers funny. But hell yeah, it's a lot of crab in the barrel shit going on here. You know what I'm saying? If you got a chance to move around and get your shit together and get the fuck on, shit, I advise you to do that shit. That's how this shit is, man.
Facts, man. So listen, if you could collab with any artist, dead or alive, man, who would your top three artists be?
Man, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I'll fuck with Hov for sure. Big on the dead side, shit. And if that's still alive right now, that's just like, you know what I'm saying, the mist. I'll say either I do. That's tough, man. That third one tough. It'd be like Jada, man. I have to say Jada.
Oh, listen, that's hit after hit after hit right there, man. Jay-Z, yeah. Biggie, and Jada, that's three hits back to back. That's a hell of a catalog right there, man.
Yeah, most definitely. That's crushing.
Definitely got to make the city Lydia again, man. So before we get into this track right here entitled Lydia Again, man, go ahead and tell us a little something about that.
It was on my project, my Respect You Trust None project. That was my last solo project I had dropped. That was like at the end of 2019, but I did the promo for the whole project in 2020. But shit, it was some drill beat, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really put the song together quick as hell. Like, it was really some quick shit. I really wanted one of my homies to hop on the 757 Mono to hop on the song and shit, but it was like, you know, so he had a lot of shit going on. I had a lot of shit going on. I was really trying to rush him to do it, so I just put the second verse on that motherfucker. But you know what I'm saying? I had A-Mac shoot the videos. That's a big videographer out here in Chicago. Shit, we had a good, you know what I'm saying, some good feedback from that shit. A lot of motherfuckers was fucking with this shit. A lot of motherfuckers out the country fire, like on the Spotify and Apple Music side, but shit. You know what I'm saying? It's real rap shit, you know, some gangster shit.
Nice, man. Nice, man. So what was the thought process as you was writing this song? Not only as you was writing the song, as well as while you was in the studio recording, man. What was the thought process like?
I mean, really though, like when I got the beat, one of the guys made the beat when shot one of the guys, Shorty Dread, 757 Shorty Dread, and he from the hood too. So he sent me the beat, and I had see it had like an up tempo pace to it. It's some drill shit. So you know what I'm saying? Anything with that drill sound, it just give you a good feeling. Like my opinion, you know what I'm saying? So I was thinking like me and Lil Bro will fuck this beat up, you know what I'm saying? So when I wrote the shit, it was just like easy shit. That shit was quick as hell. I wrote that shit, no bullshit. I wrote the hook and the verse probably in like, I wrote the hook in like 15 minutes. I wrote the hook and verse all together probably with like 45 minutes, no more than an hour when I wrote that shit. That shit was quick as hell. You know what I'm saying? Only reason why it took me so long to write the second verse is I was really waiting on Bro to hop on it, you know what I'm saying? Once he started taking too long, or once I felt like shit, he was taking too long, I just smoked that motherfucker. That was like another 30, 45 minutes writing the second verse. But that should be easy. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, I really just wanted to smoke that motherfucker, talk some shit, man. You know, put some crazy bars in that motherfucker, throw some shit in our nose and go over top of motherfucker's head because people don't really be off that shit. But, you know, smoking shit. That's what I do. I miss to smoke the beat.
I fuck with that right there.
I can't hear you, bro. That shit was going in now.
On my phone, how?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Your phone breaking up. It's breaking up kind of bad.
Okay, now.
Yeah, I can't hear you. It's still breaking up.
Oh man. Look, man. For those around, this is Hard Knock.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
Man, y'all know where we at, man. Hard Knock, are you on the line with us?
Yeah, what's up, broski?
Man, coolin', man. Listen, man, that track right there, listen, we are definitely going to keep that in rotation for the rest of the month. You hear me?
Yeah, my brother. I appreciate it, bro.
Definitely, man. All right, look, no problem, man. So listen, man, I know it can be very stressful, also very dangerous, being an artist. Now, I'm a DJ, you feel me? But I can only imagine the same kind of stress that the DJs has, it's the same kind of stress an artist has. You feel me? So what keeps you inspired to keep going in this industry?
I mean, it's really just like the love of the music, man, the love of the game of this shit. Because I've been around this shit for so long, so it's like I really like making good music. So that shit, that part of the game will never die for me. Like, it's going to always be that love in me that, like, yeah, you got to make some good music. It's time for you to just do some new shit or just record some new shit or write some new shit. Or, you know what I'm saying? So that's really be my inspiration, just for me knowing that I'm top five of my city, man. Niggas ain't fucking with me. And no matter how this shit change up, I'm going to be able to be in the lane with motherfuckers no matter what. And it really just be like lyrical exercise. I really just be, you know what I'm saying, doing shit. Like, I write R&B. I write all this shit. I do it all. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, being around motherfuckers that really can rap and motherfuckers who really can make good music, that shit help a motherfucker too. And just, you know what I'm saying, knowing this shit gonna pay off one day and help me be in a situation where I ain't gotta be in these streets no more, you know?
Facts, man. Facts, man. I definitely love that one right there. I definitely love the answer right there, man. So, you know, like, the youth, like, you remember growing up, like, the first thing you used to go to, well, when I was growing up, the first thing I used to always go to, any problem, any situation, no matter the feeling, nor mood, man, I used to always turn into music because music is a language that everyone speaks, but not everyone understands, man. So with that being said, you know, the younger generation, man, those that's coming up after us, man, they look up to artists like you, you know. And how would you say your music inspires, or how what is the type of message that you want to send to the youth through your music?
I mean, it's like, it's different feels, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I make a lot of hard feel music too, you know what I'm saying? That really like explain like the struggle and the shit that a motherfucker been through, you know what I'm saying, in the streets, you know what I'm saying? I don't be making music to brag and boast about the shit that I go through and the shit that I went through, because a motherfucker had it fucked up. So, you know what I'm saying? I just be giving a motherfucker the picture and paint the picture of the shit that I went through. So maybe that should help a motherfucker, and like, maybe it's another way. And on top of that, I also make the fun music, and I'm one of the top lyricists and best, like, the niggas do this shit. So when I get in the rooms with these artists and these people, it'd be like me, like, being a veteran, a basketball player, helping the young niggas out, you know what I'm saying? Get their man right with this shit.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even know that.
Facts, man. Facts, man. I like that right there, man. So
now we discussed how your music can affect the community, man. What can you do to help the younger generation? Not what you, like, take away the artistic ways of you, man. What can you do to help the community as a human being?
I mean, just all, like, it's sitting on, like, the situation once again, though. Like, me just being myself, like, you know, so I can always be a good spokesperson, you know what I'm saying, to help motherfuckers to get the message across. Because it's, like, it's a lot of me just being coming from the shit that I come from, you know what I'm saying? I can understand, like, both sides. I can understand the shorty said why, like, when a lot of motherfuckers be trying to speak to them and talk about shit to them, they be feeling like the older motherfuckers don't understand them because, you know what I'm saying, they from two different times. A dude, he be looking at him like, man, his ass is goofy, or this nigga ain't in the streets where I've been, so I be the motherfucker immediately. Like, I'm from the streets. I understand both ways. Motherfuckers that look up to me, they'll listen to my word faster than they'll listen to a motherfucker who not from what they come from. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. I definitely love that right there, man. So with you being in Chicago, man, what makes you stand out more so than the other artists that's coming from Chicago right now?
It's the content of the music and the content of the visuals that a motherfucker put out, you know what I'm saying? And even with just, like, the motherfuckers that I'm affiliated with, it's just, like, it's just popping, you know what I'm saying? Like, we popping. And on top of that, it's, like, the type of music that I make, I don't make the average music. I don't just make drill music. I don't just make the average, like, gangster music, you know what I'm saying? I talk that shit, and it's lyricism, it's bars, it's versatility in this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I could do everything and anything better than any and every motherfucker in the city. Any motherfucker you ask about Hard Knock from Chicago, right, they're going to know exactly him, because I'm smoking shit on every track, on any track. It don't matter what it is, R&B, all the fuck, it could be a country song, it could be anything, lullabies, whatever the fuck you want to do, I'm smoking shit. And that's facts. You can ask any motherfucker.
What?
Yo.
Okay,
hello. Yo.
Yo. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. It's like you got cut off.
Can
I can
hear
you. You heard me? Yo, 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 yo.
Oh, my fault. I'm here.
You,
I'm
you
here.
Heard
I'm
what
here.
I did?
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, man. Listen, but if you can live anywhere in the world, man, where would you live?
Anywhere in the world? That's tough, man. I don't know shit. I don't know, Africa or some shit, man.
Hey, you think the nigga Flash Tatty got killed?
Maybe Africa,
Africa.
I don't know.
Why Africa?
Yeah, maybe Africa.
Why Africa?
I don't know, man, because it's a more beautiful side to Africa than what motherfuckers be seeing on social media, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers see the social media pictures, they be all poverty stricken and all this other, all this parts of Africa that look just as beautiful as America for buildings and all type of shit. You like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's shit everywhere. People just depict shit. Like, people will show you something, and motherfuckers be getting so much, be seeing so much shit that they think it's true, that they don't be noticing that shit. Like, yeah, bro, every time you, 7 cents a day can just help. That's all you see on the commercials is 7 cents a day can help you feed a little, but they don't show you the buildings, the high-rise buildings they got, like, downtown Chicago and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't show you that shit because they want you to think that it's fucked up out there. Like, everything is fucked up out there, but it ain't just like that. You feel me? But I don't know, like, I don't really be, like, out the country, that's kind of tough, like, to be thinking about anyone in the world, like, I don't know, man. I'd rather have my own island or something. I don't know. I don't fucking know, man. That's tough,
man,
though. That's some shit,
man,
I really got to think about, like, in the future.
I definitely agree with that, man. So, since we're talking about in the future, man, what do you see, what do you want your career to be within the next 6 months?
The next 6 months? Shit. I want to have some major placements on the feature side, you know what I'm saying? So I got my business and shit, you know what I'm saying, super established. So shit, I really just want to, you know what I'm saying, get some major exposure, you know what I'm saying, make some money off this music, you know what I'm saying? I got merch and shit, so, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting my website back popping. That shit should be done anytime real soon, you know what I'm saying? So shit, get my merch popping, man. Hopefully get some shows out of town, man, do some more interviews, you know what I'm saying? And shit, hopefully be in line, shit, for some big later on, shit, after that. But most definitely, like, you know what I'm saying? I want some,
man,
doing a lot of productive shit, man. Like, I need to be selling this merch, man, all over the, you know what I'm saying? Numbers need to be rising as far as, like, music. And I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling, too, shit. So I've been back and forth from Houston, back and forth from Atlanta. So that's really what I'm on, not for real, for real. I'm really locking in with these other states and fucking these other states up, man, and getting it in, you know what I'm saying? Doing a lot of shit like what I'm doing now, you know?
Right. Right, man. We definitely gotta get you to come to Charlotte, man. You ain't never been to Charlotte.
Yeah, I ain't never been there before, man. I'm most definitely looking forward to coming to everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Shit. When I touch down, I'm most definitely gonna lock in with you.
Yeah, that's a bet right there.
Yeah,
that's a bet right there, man. But you know, man, it's all bad, man. Before we get into this track entitled All Bad, man, you wanna go ahead and tell us a little something about it?
Oh yeah, that track gonna be on my album. Now, I'm working on an album, 14 tracks called 3620. 3620 is the building on farm that I grew up in, Lawless Gardens. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of childhood memories and shit. So that song basically breaking down like certain experiences that I went through as a shorty. You know what I'm saying? Coming up in that building. You know what I'm saying? It's like all the shit that I was seeing. It's basically like a small story. I'm just giving y'all that shit in a row. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like on the melodic side too. So everybody always know me from like raw rap, like, you know what I'm saying, hip hop shit, talking that gangster shit, putting bars together. But this year, it's really like I'm giving them like my heartfelt shit, like, you know what I'm saying, my emotions and my feelings, like how I be feeling inside, like in a melodic way, but also with the bars and lyrics. So I'm giving y'all the bars, but in a melodic way. You feel me? Shit that's gonna keep people attention, and also, you know what I'm saying, for the motherfuckers who like spitters, gonna catch your ear. For the motherfuckers who know lyrics and know bars, you know what I'm saying. So it's the best of both worlds. It's real. It's me. You know what I'm saying. The new sound that I'm trying. Super crazy shit.
I swear to do, man. I'm fucking with it, man. So without further ado, go ahead and introduce that to our listeners, Pimpin.
All right, yeah, what's up, man? Hard Knock in the Motherfucker Building, man. It's one of my singles off the new album that's dropping real soon. All Bad, man. Stay in tune. Video out on YouTube, man. Check me out. Let's get it popping.
Let's do it.
Sitting in the laundry mat, couldn't give me a city to pop. And blow my daddy never around. I was feeling down. Mama did it the rocks. People would tease me. Little frail nigga, they would bully me and try to beat me. Making some dirty bitches from the outer bees. Use a leg on me and try to eat me ill. Most of them bitches was runners. Remember I moved over east for a summer. Yeah, I met Lil Less, we was youngers. And bro was in play, opened up ways to get us some money. Told me a valuable lesson. Niggas only disrespect if you manage to let them. One of them big homies trying to teach and get us together. So I took that shit as a blessing. Whoa. In the hallway with a load, still in the clutch from the trap by the door. Yeah, tell them I got 2-for-1 on the blows. You won't get a knock at the door. Yeah, then the young niggas start playing with poles. Put me in a whole different mode. Hopped off the porch, letting it blow. Clapped a few niggas, the shit started turning me cold. Oh man, shit got all bad. Niggas didn't see we was all sad. Get on in there like a dog tag. Wasn't no work, we was robbing niggas in the drought. Can't let these bitches stress a nigga out. I ain't no goofy doing it for the clout. Stuck in the trenches trying to peel a scalp. Whoa. I used to be in a harness with 10 get on Vernon. R.I.P. Dre, that's my bro. I used to be on 10-4 in the condos with Airway before it was car rescue road. I'm on a whole different road. Always on go, I can't stop till my feet in the dough. No, I don't break, I don't bend, I don't motherfucking fold. Don't hang with no niggas that sold. Yeah, difference between me and all of these rappers, I'm gangsta, I stick to the code. Most of these niggas, they solid for niggas be hoes. That's why they be selling they souls. Yeah, never just told me that I'm getting old. I told them I got a whole soul. Gotta have heart as a man, cause the streets, they get cold. Can't play, that's the life that I chose. Oh man, shit'll get all bad. Niggas 6 knew we was all sad. We had their head like a ball cap. Wasn't no work, we was kicking those in the drought. Can't let these bitches stress a nigga out. I ain't no goofy doing it for the clout. Stuck in the trenches trying to peel a scalp. Whoa. Shit'll get all bad. Shit'll get all bad.
Yeah. Yo, listen, that track right there, man. Listen, that track right there was dope. That shit right there, bro. Like on everything I love, that track right there was definitely the one. I can definitely relate to that right there. You feel me? I can definitely relate to that one right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely appreciate you too, bro.
Hey, look, no problem, man. So listen, what we gonna do right now, man? If you don't mind, we gonna go ahead and run. Back one more time for the listeners that did not hear that one, all right?
See, run that shit back, man. Let's get it.
Sitting in the laundry mat, couldn't give me a city to pop. And blow my daddy never around. I was feeling down. Mama did it the rocks. People would tease me. Little frail nigga, they would bully me and try to beat me. Making some dirty bitches from the outer bees. Use a leg on me and try to eat me ill. Most of them bitches was runners. Remember I moved over east for a summer. Yeah, I met Lil Less, we was youngers. And bro was in play, opened up ways to get us some money. Told me a valuable lesson. Niggas only disrespect if you manage to let them. One of them big homies trying to teach and get us together. So I took that shit as a blessing. In the hallway with a load, still in the clutch from the trap by the door. Yeah, tell them I got 2-for-1 on the blows. You won't get a knock at the door. Yeah, then the young niggas start playing with poles. Put me in a whole different mode. Hopped off the porch, letting it blow. Clapped a few niggas, the shit started turning me cold. Oh man, shit got all bad. Niggas didn't see we was all sad. Get on in there like a dog tag. Wasn't no work, we was robbing niggas in the drought. Can't let these bitches stress a nigga out. I ain't no goofy doing it for the clout. Stuck in the trenches trying to peel a scalp. Whoa. I used to be in a harness with 10 get on Vernon. R.I.P. Dre, that's my bro. I used to be on 10-4 in the condos with Airway before it was car rescue road. I'm on a whole different living wrong. Always on go, I can't stop till my feet in the dough. No, I don't break, I don't bend, I don't motherfucking fold. Don't hang with no nigga that's old. Yeah, difference between me and all of these rappers, I'm gangsta, I stick to the code. Most of these niggas, they solid for niggas be hoes. That's why they be selling they souls. Yeah, never just told me that I'm getting old. I told them I got a old soul. Gotta have heart as a man, cause the streets to get coke, I can play, that's the life that I chose. Oh man, shit'll get all bad. Niggas 6 foot, we was all sad. We hit their head like a ball cap. Wasn't no work, we was kicking those in the drought. Can't let these bitches stress a nigga out. I ain't no goofy doing it for the clout. Stuck in the trenches trying to pull a scout. Whoa.
Shit'll get all bad. Shit'll get all bad.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block, it's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Man, what's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ. This is DJ Spit Some, and this is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifm-radio.com. For all your holistic needs, please visit www.blackchickmagic.com or contact Keegan Davis via Facebook. If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at TheOfficial. That is spelled TheOfficial. If you can't spell official, you should not be artist. That is spelled SPRTSUMRADIO at gmail.com, man. Y'all know normally we don't play a song back to back, but listen, man, that song right there was definitely fire. You hear me? That right there was definitely fire, so we had to run that back one more time for our listeners. But we are live in Chicago. Y'all call it Chirac, man. We call it Chicago. What's the homie? Hard Knock, man. Hard Knock. For those that don't know about you, man, go ahead and tell them a little something about you and where they can follow you, man. Where they can follow you.
Man, y'all know what the fuck going on, man. Hard Knock in the building, man. Y'all go find me everywhere. Hard Knock 035 on Instagram. Hard Knock 035 on Twitter. Hard Knock 035 on YouTube. Shit, every other site the same way, man. You got my music everywhere, all streaming platforms. Should we get it?
That's what it do right there, man. So listen, man, with everything that you've been doing in the industry, man, everything that you have learned, what is that one thing that you would change about this industry right now?
Man, just really, like, you know what I'm saying, with far as, like, with the Chicago shit, man, it'd be motherfuckers who, like, you know what I'm saying? They only be gravitating to motherfuckers that's already on. You know what I'm saying? So it'd be like, it'd be a lot of motherfucking Chicago artists, a lot of motherfucking artists who don't get heard, who don't get seen, because it's like motherfuckers be making a noise, but they ain't a part of one, the same, you know what I'm saying, the same entity that the other motherfuckers is. Like, I just hate that crab in the barrel shit, that it'd just be a lot of snake shit, hate shit, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of motherfuckers out there who getting it popping, you know what I'm saying? And it don't be enough unity, you know what I'm saying, coming from our city, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, though, shit, motherfuckers gotta work hard, shit, that's it.
That's dope right there, man. That's definitely dope, man. So listen, man, how long have you actually been an artist? I know you said you started writing, you started doing music when you was younger, man, but how did you feel that first time that you ever recorded in the studio, that first project that you made, man? How was the feeling?
The first time I ever wrote a song or verse, I was probably like 6th, 7th grade, man. My father was fucking around like the guys love fake rapping and shit, freestyling and shit, thinking we can rap in grammar school and shit. And then me and my homie Young Goon started, you know what I'm saying, we had put together this group. It was me, him, and my homie KC. We had put that shit together. We had did our first little show off our first little song and shit. So it was busting, though. It felt good, you know what I'm saying? You know, the little females is all on our dick and shit, man. You know, going crazy because shit. You know how that shit be, man. We young and shit. Everybody busting. We rapping and shit. We all, at the time, we fresh clothes, big as hell and shit. So it just felt good, man, to know that a motherfucker can put some words together, do some shit that a motherfucker like doing. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with you because of, you know what I'm saying? And fuck with your music and fuck what you like doing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's definitely what it do right there, man. So listen, if you could give any advice, any inspirational quote to the younger generation that's looking up to you, because like right now, I can definitely tell you, here, man, I am definitely a big fan. You feel me? But if you can give any advice to that young man that's growing up the same way that you grew up, man, like that's definitely from that's growing up in Wallace Gardens of Chicago, man, being raised by that's basically going through your same life story, man. What would you tell them, and what would you tell your younger self?
I mean, shit, like stay focused, first of all, you know what I'm saying? And second of all, you know what I'm saying, stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna do something, no matter what it is, man, go full throttle with that shit from the jump, you know what I'm saying? Don't wait on other people, don't expect other people, you know what I'm saying, to do for you the way you're gonna do for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because it ain't gonna always be like that. Motherfuckers don't people gonna be there, but 9 times out of 10, a lot of motherfuckers try to be there for you, to manipulate you, to use you because you be young, man. Like the best advice I get to any motherfucker, like young or old or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Don't wait on people. If you're going to do something, do it consistently, man. Keep driving on that shit. Don't wait on no motherfucker. And chief, don't let people manipulate your minds, because people will tell you anything, you know what I'm saying, growing up. Like, people will tell you anything. You will just be waiting and just be waiting on the next motherfucker. They playing with your dreams and shit.
That's dope. That's dope right there, man. Definitely inspirational, man. Definitely inspirational, man. So for those that don't know about Lawless Gardens, man, in Chicago, man, tell us a little something about Lawless Gardens.
I mean, it's an apartment complex. It had 3 big-ass buildings, 24 floors, shit, 10 apartments on each floor. We got row houses and shit, gang of row houses. Shit is on the low end of Chicago, gated community. Shit, a small group of motherfuckers, shit, it was rough when I was coming up, shit. Like, a lot of motherfuckers would be outside, shit, dope things and shit that were crackheads and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, now it's rougher now because it's like, it's a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying, violence going on in the area, so they be over-smacking that motherfucker. Shit just be going on. You know how the neighborhood shit be. You know what I'm saying? There be years and decades of shit going on, and shit be changing, and shit evolving, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's getting bigger and bigger from where it started from, some shit. It was a trench and shit. It was fucked up shit. I got treacherous. Like,
facts, man. Facts, man. So listen, man. How much has Chicago changed since you was a Jake growing up, man? Since you was a little shorty until now. What do you see the changes in Chicago? And what kind of changes do you want to make in Chicago?
Like a lot of changes that like violence, it was always violence in Chicago since the beginning of time. Like, even we were shorties, it was just like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of this shit was, like, going under the radar because it was a lot of structure and there wasn't no social media, you feel me? Now, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a lot of shit going on. It's loose. It ain't no structure, too, though. That's a little piece of it. But, like, the social media, like, glorify more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even with the fans, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you back in the day, you couldn't see this shit. You couldn't pick up your phone and go on that bitch and hear about the gang bangers and who was gang banging over here and over there. Like, you just knew, like, yeah, fooling with GDs over there and fooling with this, that, and over there. And shit, all right, they got some niggas from over there. Shit, you ain't trying to go over there if you ain't got no business being over there. You don't even want to know nothing about that. Yeah, you want to just away, you feel me? Now you get on your phone, you can know everybody who and what, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers all on YouTube and shit. Motherfuckers got your whole lifestyle and everything you done in your life on YouTube and all that shit. Like, you just there. Like, you just glorified. Like, motherfucker see it. Like, you go on that bitch, you see a motherfucker get smoked. Like all type of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you would just be hearing about, like, yeah, how the fuck is it that many people dying? Why the damn? You know what I'm saying? Now it's just like, damn, for my homie got killed. My homie got killed. Damn, it's on Instagram. RIP, Foo, Wadi, Bam, and woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? That's, man, like, the biggest difference is, like, the social media impact and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just really that shit, you know what I'm saying? That's the biggest transition of anything, you know what I'm saying? And then no structure, how that shit is, not far as, like, with the streets. But other than that, there was a lot of the same shit, folks. A lot of rat-ass niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of snake-ass niggas and bitches, you know what I'm saying? Niggas getting money. You got your scammers. You got your drug dealers, man. You got your niggas who working hard, folks. You know what I'm saying? You got your flexing ass niggas, you got your goofies, you got your real niggas, you know what I'm saying? Shit, this shit, it's the streets, it's the same shit. It's just times 10, because it's social media shit.
I like that a lot, man. Like, listen, man, you are definitely an intelligent young man, you hear me? And I would say, off real, man, definitely here at IFM Nation, man, Street Monsters Radio, we are definitely a fan of you. You hear me? We are definitely a fan of you, man, because at the end of the day, the media does portray Chicago as being just this ruthless city. I mean, which it is in some parts, you feel me? Just a ruthless city that doesn't care about anything or anybody that comes in that city. Chicago is Chicago, and there is nothing to change Chicago. But honestly, man, I feel like you are. You are a good
entity. Yeah, and that's cap because it's a lot of beautiful shit out there.
Yeah, man. You are definitely a good entity to the community, man. You hear me? Definitely. And I am, like, off-road, man, I just want to tell you, I am definitely proud of you, man, for you being a black man in Chicago, and you're never giving up on your dreams. So, off-road, man, I definitely got to tell you, I am definitely proud of you, man.
Man, I appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you. And that's just like wild, though, man, you know. Shit, we both black men, folks. You know what I'm saying? And we both pushing to keeping it going, man, and trying to make it better. Like, shit, you know, we two different sides of the country, shit. We trying to, you know what I'm saying, make it happen. Now we locked in.
Right. Well, I definitely agree with that, man. So, listen, we got one more track, man, entitled Outstanding Member. Go ahead and tell us a little something about it.
Now, this joint, like, I had just dropped a project in December. It's a group project with my homie Rosé. Free Rosé, that's my boy, man, folks book right now, man, so shit, you know, I'm just keeping it loud. This is one of our biggest singles that we had did off the project. That motherfucker had went outrageous, like, probably like a summer and a half, like, probably like 2 summers ago and shit. We had first started working on it, but that bitch was going crazy. I'm talking about like 300,000 views on the YouTube, shit, that bitch would get played in clubs and shit. They was fucking with us there. Well, this is real gang shit right here, so, man, you know, man. Free my boy Rosé, man. 051 Rosé, man. I love you, boy. He'll be home soon. This one's for him.
That's what it do, man. That's definitely what it do, man. Listen, without further ado, go ahead and introduce that to our listeners.
Right, one more time, man. Hard knocking this bitch, man. You already know, man. It's Outstanding Members. Featuring my boy 051 Rosé, man. Keep it tuned, man. Video on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That track streaming on all platforms, man. Go fuck with me, man. Go where I know in Chicago. Stand up.
Let's do it.
Different between me and a lot of you niggas. You bitches, these down, you know you a fraud. Mention me, nigga, you know it's a hit. I'm an outstanding member in the streets, I'm a dog. Side on the six, just me and Drew. Yeah. Winter, the stick and the drink and the wolf full of bob. I ain't stopping for 12, I'm a happy to Jacob. They try to play grand, they get on the car. Been having my way, I've been chasing this paper. Can't be in the way, I'm too used to the time. You try to play crazy, you get in the way. You gon' catch you a face, you know how I rock. WTO with a 30 or better. You run up, you run up, you know how I opt. They ain't handing out trophies, I handing out medals. For shit that I do in the streets, I'm a prime. Before I'm done, babe, with my back on the wall, I be in the spot with the strap to your dog. This the hand I was dealt and defeated the odds. Now I'm looking at niggas, what happened to y'all? A rap on the bitch, yeah, she wilder than niggas. She told in the blick, yeah, she down for the cost. My MOB niggas, they y'all with this shit. So three niggas, three blicks, and they ain't tryna talk. Don't like I hear, nigga, you bound to get caught. Loose little nigga, yeah, we run the city. It sounds like it's then we surrounded by ops. Whenever I'm out, I got my niggas with me. Don't try to play crazy, we surrounded by mobs. Nah, wait, hey, a lot of free smoke, they can handle the bar. Fuck up front of the whole line, get the candle and shot up. Ain't got no respect, bitch, I came from the bottom. It had to be done, cause I did it for commas. No fuck to be given, I did it, your honor. This shit was for streets, for head of Lamar. Niggas thought it was chicken, I handled the problem. Keep my foot on they necks and my hands on they cop. Put this big in your mouth and I send you to God.
Big in your mouth and I send you to God, nigga. You don't die, you a sky, nigga. We might come right back blicking this bitch my nigga, just to finish the job, nigga. I'm on the fire with a chop on my right hand. That bitch look like a mic stand. Keep that bitch at the grip on the side of the bed. It's gonna look like I reach for the nightstand. Niggas be talking about murder. Niggas don't slide and glide. They get blood in my young niggas purge around. You shit trying to see who outside. Any odd nigga can get smoke pronto. We can put in the fronto. Bitch, I'm thinking the 50 out of Fuliato. That'll chew up a condo. I'm standing in the middle, I'm talking about gang shit. Sugar whack trying to hang big. Fuck around and shoot every nigga that you came with. That on your nose like a reindeer. 7-5-7, we do it. Yeah, money nigga, we do it. Shoot up the scene, it's a movie. That 50 shot drum on the town while I'm cruising. Yo, bitch, I'm about tryna waffle the bad nigga. Represent you bad nigga. Every night come on home to you with a wet ass. And I heard you be beating the ass nigga. The chopper I gotta be sending about knee high. Fuck around and get deep fried. How about the whip and we shoot like three pipes? They be kicking like street fights. 2-3 blown out the chuck out your kneecap. Homie watching like G-Shocks. You don't got a chance if I aim at your 3-cap. Not a pin but you see Max. Niggas get left on the canvas. Got enough shots for your bro and your mans never. And that's on the gang. I've been in the blam. And hard knocking Rosé outstanding. Gang.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Yo, y'all know what's going on, man. Hard Knock in the building, man. Y'all locked in with me, man. Y'all can find me, LL Hard 9035, on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, all that shit, man. Stay locked in with me, man. It's more on the way. You already know what's going on. DJ Spit Something, spin that thing.
I just want a kingdom for my queen, a castle for my team, money for the baby, cottage fun, flat out blessings on a 101. Can't believe it's time I'm finally getting mine. On a cloud, living on a high, blow the clouds rolling. Who I got all my, on my shoulders, man, it's on my trauma. Gotta keep my shit together or I might just fall apart. What I'm writing is my story, heavy steps turn into art. Not the back, cause Lord knows that I need it. Cutting Rocky ties, throw them niggas off of a heat. I want silent partners, heavy fucking that you're on a speed. I just want a kingdom for my queen, a castle for my team, money for the baby, college fund, flat out blessings on a 101. Can't believe it's time I'm finally getting mine. On a cloud, living on a high, blow the clouds rolling. Who I? They depending on me to come around and do the saving, but little do they know that I'm the one that needs to save it. Print up the check, trying to flex on how a nigga made it. Now I'm looking at the bills with nothing in my savings. Got voice in my head, must have died, someone save him. I'ma need a horse audition so I can replace him. Nigga, them Nancy's handling answers, I can't seem to shake them. A lot of bigger problems didn't address them, they were made slim. Niggas really think cause they helped that they made him. Just cause I draw a trio no boot don't mean I made him. Just cause I step on the scale don't mean I really weighed him. Just cause you got an opinion don't mean you should weigh. A castle for my team, money for the baby, cottage fun, flat out blessings on a 101. Can't believe it's time I'm finally getting mine. On a cloud, living on a high, blow the clouds rolling. Who I?
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers. Beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Man, what's happening, what's happening, what's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ. And this was Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. To learn more about our company, man, make sure you visit www.ifm-radio.com. For all your holistic needs, please visit www.blackchickmagic.com or contact Keegan Davis via Facebook. Make sure you go stream Jazzo 704 Westside on all platforms, man. Man, this was definitely a great show. Big salute to Let's Talk Nikki Radio, man. Let's Talk Nikki Radio, the queen, Nikki B. Every Thursday, make sure y'all pull up to McBoney's. Make sure y'all pull up to McBoney's, man. The 704 Showcase is going down. Doors open at 6 p.m. Kevin Fox, Nikki B, and you performing live. You hear me? Make sure y'all get there at 5:30, you hear me? Because you already know, man, the show always gets sold out. So make sure y'all get there early, man. Major salute to the homie Hard Knock, man. Major salute to the homie Hard Knock. Yo, listen, that man right there is definitely the voice of Chicago, man. I mean, he's intelligent. He's really for the community. He's not just a rapper that's just going to sit around here and count, man. So, with that being said, man, we would definitely like to sponsor the homie Hard Knock. Definitely. Any song that he has, any videos that he's dropping, we are definitely going to share, man. We need more people in our community not just Chicago, but everywhere, man, but everywhere. We definitely need more people like Hard Knock. So, listen, man, from your favorite cousin to you, homie Hard Knock, man, listen, man, keep believing in your dreams. You hear me? After this interview, I definitely became more of a fan for you, man. Listen, man, I understand. I understand, man. We come from different cities, but to be honest, we both been through the same situations. But this is your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ. Make sure y'all stream Hard Knock on all platforms, man. If you are on my Facebook, I am going to be dropping links back to back to back, man. Major salute to you, homie. Major salute to Chicago, Charlotte, North Carolina. You already know I'm holding up my foes, man. Charlotte, North Carolina, where we are located right now. Big salute to our headquarters over there in Phoenix, Arizona. Major salute to them. Major salute to IFM Radio, holding it down for New York and Florida, man. Big salute to Rolo Solo Dolo, the R&R show. Congratulations on your schedule. And remember, we will be live in Detroit, man, July 17th. Your favorite cousin, Street Monsters Radio, the hostess with the mostest, Nikki B. We will be in Detroit. And also, Black Chick Magic will be all together. The real bosses of Charlotte, North Carolina will be live in Detroit July 17th, man. But we're going to go ahead and take y'all out with this one right here. I love this song right here already, man. This is Hard Knock with All Bad. Thank
sitting in the laundromat, couldn't give me a city to pop. And blow my daddy never around, I was feeling down. Mama did it the rocks, people would tease me. Little frail nigga, they would bully me and try to beat me. Making some dirty bitches from the outer bees, use a leg on me and try to eat me ill. Most of them bitches was runners. Remember, I moved over east for a summer. Yeah, I met Lil Less, we was younger. And bro was in play, opened up ways to get us some money. Told me a valuable lesson. Niggas only disrespect if you manage to let them. When them big homies trying to teach and get us together, so I took that shit as a blessing. In the hallway with a load, still in the clutch from the trap out of dope. Yeah, tell them I got 2-1 on the blows. You won't get a knock at the door. Yeah, then the young niggas start playing with poles. Put me in a whole different mode. Hopped off the port, letting it blow. Clapped a few niggas, the shit started turning me cold. Oh man, shit got all bad. Niggas to see we was all sad. Get on in there like a dog tag. Wasn't no work, we was robbing niggas in the drought. Can't let these bitches stress a nigga out. I ain't no goofy doing it for the clout. Stuck in the trenches trying to peel a scalp. Whoa. I used to be in a harness with 10 get on Vernon. R.I.P. Dre, that's my bro. I used to be on 10-4 in the condos with Airway before it was car rescue, bro. I'm on a whole different road. Always on go, I can't stop till my feet in the dough. No, I don't break, I don't bend, I don't motherfucking fold. Don't hang with no niggas that sold. Yeah. Difference between me and all of these rappers, I'm gangsta, I stick to the code. Most of these niggas, they solid for niggas be hoes. That's why they be selling they souls. Yeah, never just told me that I'm getting old. I told them I got a whole soul. Gotta have heart as a man, cause the streets, they get cold. Can't play, that's the life that I chose. Oh man, shit'll get all bad. Niggas 6 knew we was all sad. We had they head like a ball cap. Wasn't no work, we was kicking those in the drought. Can't let these bitches stress a nigga out. I ain't no goofy doing it for the clout. Stuck in the trenches trying to peel a scalp. Whoa. Shit'll get all bad. Shit'll get all bad.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street. Street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Hey, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Just like that, we... Oh, wait! Make sure y'all tune in, man. Before I leave. Make sure y'all tune in, man. Make sure y'all tune in Wednesday, man. I think we're going to go back up to Chicago with one of the homies. Hard with one of the homies artists, man. Who knows? Make sure y'all tune. Listen, before we go off the air, man, is there any last things you want to say to the people?
Man, just lock in, man. Hard Knock 035 on all streaming platforms, man. All social media platforms, man. Shout out to my boy DJ Spitzhan, man. Y'all know he fucking these boys up.
Dang. Hey, man. Make sure y'all keep it locked, man. All right.